Today, Bible scripture, Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. I read for you, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 9,000 brain churches around the world, and local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through the satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. We observe Good Friday in remembrance of the day of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. I mean, actually, it was yesterday, right? Good Friday was yesterday. While Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, Judas Iscariot betrayed and sold him out. Jesus was then examined, severely flogged, and mocked. After this strengthy, exhausting night, he took the heavy cross and walked up to Golgotha, where he would be crucified. As he was nailed on the cross in Golgotha, he had to suffer from extreme pain for about 6 hours. The weight of his body tore at his nailed hands and feet all the more, and bugs after his blood stuck to his body. Since all his blood was being drained from his body, his throat was burning with thirst. The Lord Jesus suffered from this extreme distress until he died at around 3 p.m. To Jesus, who was hung on the cross, the greatest pain was not his torn flesh or nailed hands and feet. He suffered mostly for the souls who didn't know the love of God the Father, for the souls who didn't understand the heart of Jesus, who was dying on the cross for them, and for the souls who would still live in sin even after he took the punishment of death for them. His heart was hurt in thinking of such souls, and he shed tears. Even at the moment he drew his last breath on the cross, while shedding all his blood, he was not thinking of himself in his heart. It was only God the Father and the souls that were in his heart. Right before he was arrested, Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, shedding tears. The completeness of this heart of Jesus was contained in his prayer. As I tell you what kind of meaning was in Jesus' tears, I hope that you can also feel the heart of the Lord. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you may become the children who truly love God the Father as the Lord does. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the tears that Jesus shed in Gethsemane were the tears in thinking of the love of God the Father. Jesus understood the heart of God the Father very well, and he understood why God had created the world and human beings to populate it. He also knew the many tears that would be shed by God the Father as the process of his beloved Son dying on the cross unfolded before him. Jesus deeply understood the heart of God, who loves and treasures souls to the point of taking such great suffering. Sensing this kind of love of God the Father, Jesus offered up a prayer, something like this. Father, my beloved Father, there is no end to your love. How can your love be expressed in words? There is no one and there is nothing but you who has been from eternity and who reaches into eternity. Who else could dare to accomplish such love, and who else would dare to ever talk about it. Since it is only you who have such a huge and enormous love in your heart, it is you who created mankind. As your love that you want to give them is so huge, despite all these things you've been through, Father, you are still only love. Your love has brought mankind an awakening to what is real. Thanks to such love, they are now given a way to come before you as true souls. Father God, O Father God, who is in search of your beloved ones, my Father, who would be pleased with such souls in your love for them, and who would be glorified by them. If only they could understand your love, if they could just feel your love, if they could only recognize your love, then they change, the change in life would come to them. Father God, now, may you open up the way, and as you accomplish your will, one step at a time along the way, may you receive all the glory. My heart is so greatly inspired thanks to your heart of love. As I am looking up to the sky tonight and thinking of your love, Father, I cry out to you, Father. How great is your love that I can open my lips to talk about such great love of yours. This place will know. All things in this place will know. Even the smallest weed here will know your love. They will understand your endless love, my dearest Father. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus confessed that even the weeds in Gethsemane would understand the love of God the Father. It means the love of God the Father is so huge that it can be understood by even the least part of His creation. This week, on Tuesday, I had a meeting with many pastors in Korea for this Passion Week. I had a luncheon with them and had a conversation with them. Still, so many pastors love me, and they are seeking for me. The next day, Wednesday, I had a meeting with the editors-in-chief in various Christian-related newspapers. And Dr. Esther Chung was with me together. And they were quite surprised to see me. Some of them said, I met you something 10 years ago. But you look the same as you were before. You didn't change. Well, since I am looking at myself on the mirror every day, I don't recognize, but all the 7 editors-in-chief were surprised to see me, I look the same as I were before. And the one editor-in-chief said that he saw me 17 years ago at the same hotel. And he said, I'm not sure what kind of meeting it was, but and then it was the place where I was appointed as a chairman of a certain organization. I was appointed as the chairman of a national evangelization newspaper. And then they were there to see me, and about 17 years ago. And they said, you look exactly the same as you were 17 years ago. They all said so. Then we had a meeting together, all together. And what kind of exercise do you do? Then I said, I don't do exercise. Then what do you do? What do you eat? What do you eat? What do you exercise? How can you maintain your young look? You didn't change at all. Well, I didn't say anything because I couldn't explain. I just said it is all by the grace of God. All my family members, after we accepted the Lord as our Savior, for the last 37 years, we've never been sick. We've never been to hospital. We've never taken medicine. It is all by the grace of God. I explained. But all the congregation of my men, from the next Friday online service, and for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I'm going to deliver a message. How to maintain our young look. How to avoid getting aged. How to recover our young look. It will be explained. Well, all you have to do is avoid aging, right? All you have to do is recover your youth back. It's possible. The answer can be found in the truth of God, and it will be explained. We have congressman here, and I promised him to send the sermon tape after I deliver the message. I heard that someone who was sick for 17 years were healed. So, please, you may have great expectation for that. And whatever you hear, put it in your heart and practice it, then you will not get old. You will recover your youth. So anyway, after I received revelation from God the Father about the sermon, last Monday, I received a revelation. And I look at the face of Pastor Hee-Jin Lee and Hee-Sun Lee, even though they are in 40s, they don't have any wrinkles on their faces. So I asked them, what kind of makeup do you put on? And they said, I don't put a makeup on. They just apply a skin and lotion. That's it. That's it. They don't put on a makeup. They don't apply in powder or some other in the cosmetics and stuff. And that their skin is so beautiful at the age of 40. So I remembered, even they smile, they don't have wrinkles over their face. They don't have wrinkles over their face, right? That's a real look, right? Pastor Myung Lee, Mi-kyung Lee, Pastor Soo-jin Lee, they don't have wrinkles. And I remembered other people who've been in this church from their teen ages, and those who lived only by the word of God. They don't have wrinkles over their face. But some people who've been in this church for a long time have many wrinkles on their face. But usually, they are the ones who don't live by the word of God. They usually have arguments all the time with their family, and they have so many worries and anxieties. They live their lives like that, using all kind of fleshly thoughts. Even though they confess they love God, the Lord, and the Shepherd, no wonder they have wrinkles on their face. And their skins got old. If they lived by the word of God just as I taught them, then they would not have wrinkles on their face. And if they have come into, you know, spirit and whole spirit, I mean, if you come to spirit, you will recover your youth back. So, please listen to the message from the next lecture. And you should know the principles, how God created mankind. And what kind of blessing you can receive in when you enter spirit and the Holy Spirit. how different you, how different you are from the people in the Garden of Eden. Please listen to the message carefully and receive financial and spiritual blessing and receive solution to all your problems. You will find the answers for all kinds of diseases, problems. You can receive the work of God. I'm not the only one who can maintain my youth. You can do it. You can find witnesses in the Bible. Moses, Abraham, Job. They are the witnesses in the Bible. I hope that all the members can do the same thing. You can do it. Jesus confessed that even the weeds in Gethsemane would understand the love of God the Father. It means the love of God the Father is so huge that it cannot be understood by even the least part of His creation. Even right before Jesus took the cross, He remembered such great love of God the Father again and again, and He shed tears. Even before the cup of suffering that He was about to take, He rather gave praise to the love of God the Father and comforted God the Father. Just as our Jesus said, whoever truly understands such great love of God the Father will change. He can cast off sin that God the Father is sad about. There will be the true children who think of God the Father first, no matter what difficulties or hardships they may encounter. Now, how much do you feel the love of God the Father now? In the name of the Lord, I encourage all of you to become the children of God who can wipe away tears of God with full measures of faith. The message will be delivered from next lecture. So when you listen to it, you will understand how much Father God is searching for goodness without even the slightest trace of evil. Even those who do not know our Lord Jesus is the Savior, they are men of goodness. Father God protects them and gives blessing to them. Just think of history. Those who were truly loyal to the country with goodness, with gentleness, even before they knew the Lord, they lived a long life without getting old. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the tears that Jesus shed in Gethsemane were the tears of love for the souls. Jesus earnestly wished the souls would understand such great love of God the Father and the love of Jesus. As He came down to this earth, however, He met so many souls who couldn't understand such love, even though He helped them realize. Though He did only goodness, there were still people who tried to persecute and kill Jesus. There were even people who changed their mind and left Jesus after following Him for a while. Moreover, there was a man like Judas Iscariot who betrayed and sold Jesus, his master. He sold out his master who had given him only goodness and love. Since Jesus knew so well about foolishness and weakness of souls, worries about the souls never left the heart of Jesus. And so, before He took the cross, He asked God the Father to favor His disciples and followers He would leave on the earth. And He fervently prayed for the souls who believed and followed Jesus. He even prayed in tears for the souls who didn't understand the love of Jesus, but rather stood against Him. Among them were those who would nail Jesus on the cross. and those who would mock Jesus while he was on the cross. Jesus prayed that God might show mercy on them so that they could believe Jesus, who came to this earth as the Savior and reach salvation. Jesus earnestly prayed to God like this so that God the Father would hold of all the souls. Let me introduce a part of such a fervent prayer. Father God of love, your love is so vast that you created all these people and you have unfolded the beautiful works of this world before their eyes. However, they will not open their spiritual eyes and they will not accomplish the heart of spirit, and thus they do not understand such deep spiritual love of yours. Even though they don't see and understand, please show them your mercy and let their love for you and faith in Christ the Lord flow from their lips and hearts so that they can have ever-increasing confidence and salvation. Father, I think of my disciples. They heard your words through me. They were diligent in understanding your love. And they try hard, by all means, to help me, and together with me, they worked hard for your kingdom. They have not yet accomplished great faith or hearts. So, Father, please keep hold of them and don't let go of them. Please, after I leave them, please keep them in your heart and be with them so that your will for them may be completely fulfilled. Let them receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and let them give only glory to you. Help them so that they can receive and pile their rewards according to their duties, and let them think only of you, Father, in your strength. May what they do lead many souls to salvation. In my name, with my honor and authority that you give to them, may many souls receive salvation and call you Father. I believe in this work. May you receive all the glory. It was like this, that the heart of Jesus was burning with love for the souls, and he also believed in the love of God the Father for the souls. Thanks to such love and faith, Jesus looked at all the souls only through the eyes of faith and hope. Just as Jesus prayed in tears, so many souls have now received the salvation and reached heaven. Except for Judas Iscariot, the remaining 11 disciples of the Lord walked the way Jesus walked. They taught the teaching of the Lord to many souls, and most of them died in martyrdom. Thanks to their blood, countless souls have reached salvation. In addition, many saints have overcome the persecution of the world, and they won the good fight and acquired glory in heaven. The tears that Jesus shed were the tears for the all believers like you and me and others until today. Even when facing trials and persecutions, saints have been able to overcome them thanks to his prayer and tears. The tears of Jesus was also the tears of mourning for the souls who persecute the saints and hinder the kingdom of God. Thanks to such tears, many souls can turn from their evil way and reach salvation. Now, check your heart whether such tears of mourning that Jesus shed were for you or not. You should not settle down with the weak faith any longer. You should not make the Lord worry about you. You should put off foolishness and weakness, but stand firmly on faith. I urge you to become a true child who completely departs from evil. You should definitely save many souls and give glory to God. You should become a spiritual worker who will enjoy great glory in heaven. You should pray in tears for the souls who commit sin and run toward death, just as Jesus prayed for them. You should remember the prayer in Gethsemane that Jesus gave to God in tears, as entrusting God with what was left for us. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may become a confident worker who gives peace and joy to the heart of God the Father. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the tears that Jesus shed in Gethsemane were the tears in thinking of the work of the Holy Spirit in the end time. Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, and he would soon go back to heaven. At such a point of time, Jesus prayed, thinking of what would take place in the future. He knew the Holy Spirit would come to the earth after his resurrection and return to heaven. And he also knew well that the Holy Spirit would accomplish the providence of human cultivation. After Jesus came down to this earth, he sensed how much this earth and the hearts of people changed since the time man was created. Jesus felt the pain in his heart as he saw the devastated earth and how the hearts of the people had become so stained by sin. He also knew sin would prevail all the more on earth, and the people would be stained by evil all the more. After he entered Jerusalem to take the cross, he told his disciples about the signs of the end time. He said that as the end time of the age approaches, love would cool down in the hearts of men, and that many disasters would take place, such as earthquakes, famine, and conflicts. The Lord also said in Luke 18, verse 8, when the Son of Man comes, which means when the Lord comes, will he find faith on the earth? At the end time, okay? When the Son of Man comes, he is referring to this time. It's hard to find. Since you know the Word of God and you try hard to live in the Word, you try so hard to get rid of sin to the point of shedding blood, so you have good faith. But other people, it's hard to find spiritual faith from them. Just as Jesus said, as the time of Lord's return draws nearer and more people deny God. More and more of them forsake faith and embrace the world. Even on a bus in Korea, they had an advertisement saying, there is no God. I heard that there are 7 or 8 buses in Korea. Many people are denying the living God, and they stand against our Lord. They hinder the works of the Holy Spirit. So, in the end time, as written in the Gospel of Matthew, everything develops, and the gospel has reached the end time, the remote part of the earth. And all kinds of disasters are taking place. I read two articles in the newspaper. I heard that the drought in Australia is too severe. A doctor from Australia asked me to pray for their country, which is suffering from terrible drought. I saw a picture of their land. Looked so terrible. The doctors asked me to pray for the country, so I prayed for them. I just pray And I asked God to give rain to them, since he was so busy at the time around the anniversary. And I got a call. And they said, the rain has come. The rain has come. And the water well is overflowing in their town. Again, yesterday, there was another incident. I haven't read the testimony in hall yet. They were suffering from drought. They asked me to pray, and I prayed, and it started to rain, and they could escape from severe drought. In many places around the world, when people ask prayer by faith, they experience the work of God. Some said, even the head of the state of Australia requests me to pray for the country. Then Father God work. The whole country will receive the blessing of rain. Or at least, I mean, I heard that the half of the country is suffering from severe drought. The ministry of the Holy Spirit must be accomplished at this moment to fulfill all the providences of God the Father on the earth. As Jesus thought of such ministry of the Holy Spirit, tears welled up and fell from his eyes. Jesus promised that he would soon send down the Holy Spirit, and he explained what kind of ministry the Holy Spirit would do in the future. The Lord said in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 7 and 8, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Holy Spirit came, and he helped us realize what sin and righteousness and judgment are. But even though people know there is judgment, there are still people who still commit sin. They walk toward death and hell. From the next Friday lectures, I explain why people who even receive the Holy Spirit go to hell, even if they confess they believe the Lord and receive the Holy Spirit. Even they do know they commit sin, they still commit the sin. And the Holy Spirit has been quenched. Even though I'm teaching so many times from this altar, they ignore the Word of God. They trample the Word of God for their lust before their eyes. They commit sin. So how can they receive salvation? They are rather trampling on the Word of God. They ignore God, even though they know there is heaven and hell. They live such a believing life. How can they receive salvation? There are people like that. I cannot understand them. Even though I teach them so many times, they don't understand. Just as it said, the Holy Spirit doesn't fail to continue making people realize sin and righteousness and judgment. He also manifests the power of God and tells the people that God the Creator is alive and that there is a heaven. Jesus entrusted the ministry of the Holy Spirit to God, and he prayed as following. Father, you will not change. There is no limit in what you can do. What you will do at the end time of the human cultivation through the works of the Holy Spirit is so great and huge. Father, the more sin prevails in this world, the more there were tears and mourning, and the more there must be comfort, strength, and long endurance for many things. However, I thank you for preparing the work of the Holy Spirit at the end time, not forsaking the souls. I thank you for opening the way for them to understand your heart and will. They will have to be long years of much mourning and suffering. But in the end, there will not be sufferings, as all this would become glory to God the Father, manifested for the souls by prayers and power. And so, I thank you for this. As I think of the matters of this world, one by one, they will take place. It is only easier knowing that there will surely be the groaning from the heart of the Holy Spirit. Father, may you consider the Holy Spirit's grieving, and may everything you are going to accomplish be done completely in your will. Jesus knew that even though he took the cross, many souls would not overcome their weakness, but live in sin. And he also knew that the Holy Spirit would mourn and make petitions for such souls. It is just as it is written in Romans 8, verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And thus, Jesus prayed in tears and thinking of the souls who would live in the end time and for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Just as Jesus prayed, God is pouring down much more grace onto his children so that they all can overcome this world where sin and evil prevail so much. God listens to the petitions of the Holy Spirit and shows his endless mercy and grace to his children. He also pours down wondrous grace upon many souls so that they can receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and experience the divine world of the Spirit. And so, it is written in Acts 2, verses 17 and 18, which reads, "And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my bond slaves, both men and women, I will in those days pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy." Many people have been experiencing such an amazing work as this, thanks to the power of the Holy Spirit. God the Creator is preached throughout the whole world, and many souls are reaching salvation. All this have been born as fruit, thanks to Jesus' prayer and tears. How much do you put on the power of the Holy Spirit now? You should never make an excuse that it is difficult to live in the truth only because the world is in so much evil. It is for us who would live in the world where sin and evil prevail that Jesus prayed in tears. It is also because in the heart of God the Father and of the Lord, the Holy Spirit is helping to realize, to heal the weakness of man. May you receive such power of the Holy Spirit in your everyday life and win victory all the time. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, there are so many people in the world, and many of them believe in God. And many of them also call on the name of the Lord during their prayers. But how many people among them are praying with the heart of goodness like our Lord Jesus did? Compared to the prayer of Jesus in Gethsemane, what kind of prayer is yours? What else comes from your lips that call on the name of the Lord? What other things are your eyes drawn to that look up to the cross of Jesus? What do you do with your hands and feet that Jesus was nailed through for you? Please, check yourself carefully. What do you do with your lips, with your hands and feet? Do you commit sin with your lips? If you still speak untruth with your lips, if what is not truth comes out of your lips, if you still turn your eyes to the things of the world, and if you still do evil with your both hands and feet, how sad the Lord will be. Even though having received such great grace, there are many who forsake the grace as they face difficulties or temptations. If they walk the right path, they will not be tempted at the face of difficulties or temptations, because Father God would hold them, because He is Almighty. Father God would make them, rather, their way prosperous. Father God would lead them. But people didn't believe God. They didn't believe that Father God Almighty is watching you with His fiery eyes. Father God does never make mistakes. Father God does not make fault. There are countless angels, archangels, four living creatures. They watch for you. They don't make mistakes. Even though they confess they love God, as they come across with those who are not in accordance with their self-righteousness and frameworks, they consider them evil, persecuting them and making their lives hard. Some even begrudge God and complain against God when they undergo difficulties due to their evil. They undergo trials due to their evil, but still they even begrudge God and complain against God. They should be rejoicing if they truly know the will of God. If they believed it, the result would be otherwise. Some change their hearts in pursuit of their benefit, honor, greed, and selfish motives. Moreover, they even hinder the work of God's kingdom in their evil and make the lives of other people, good people around them, difficult. How can they justly confess that they love God? You shouldn't just give thanks for God's grace of salvation, thanks for being healed, or for receiving answers. You should rather come out beautifully, pleasingly, before God until God can recognize your goodness. In such a wish, Jesus prayed so fervently to the point when His sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. Therefore, you should remember the prayer of Jesus who prayed for you in tears. He prayed for you and me. At the doorstep of death, Jesus prayed fervently for God the Father, for the souls, and for the future ministry of the Holy Spirit. You should also accomplish this goodness of the Lord. And then, your prayer will become the aroma of prayer before God that is truly in goodness. May the providence of God the Father be accomplished quickly through your prayer, and many souls be led to the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Father, let your message become life and faith in them. Father, thank you. Father, tomorrow we will meet the Lord, the resurrected Lord. And there will be Easter cantata in the second half of this service. Please give us grace. Let all the congregation attend this service and then feel and understand the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I explained why our Lord took the cross, what kind of prayer our Lord gave. But please, let them understand them well and let them become truly pleasing children to you, Father. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body and receive this prayer by faith. Hallelujah, Father. Please lay your hands on these people. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can become healthy. Father, please lay your hands on all the brothers and sisters who receive this prayer, transcending space and time through the internet and GCN and Manmin TV and the satellites. And the missionaries in overseas countries and members of the branch churches. Many people sent their prayer request along with their pictures. Please lay your hands on them. Dr. Mikhail Mogulis from the States requests a prayer so that the citizens in Moscow, in other cities, recover peace and stability due to bomb terrors. Let there be no terrors. Let all the high officials, Father, please, many officials asked me to pray. So please, let the terror stop. And let the bomb terrors disappear. And let citizens recover peace. Please, work on them. Pastor Myung-Hwa Chung from Kenya requested prayer so that he could deliver messages well in Ongata Rongai Manmin International Seminary sessions on April 3rd. Missionary Bacharik from Mongolia requested prayer so that pianists and drivers for the church would come and to receive financial blessing to make a used car business. And let all the youth mission members of Mongol Manmin Church receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and manage their Christian life well. Allah Trophy Mobuna, bless her to be healed of the last stage of blood cancer. Yerik from Kazakhstan requested prayer for the blood disease in his legs. From the States, Nikolai Palnikov requests prayer for the pain on his back. Burn all their diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the pains go away. Park Chun-hyung requests prayer from Japan for the ruptured fingers and to get a job. Father, please bless him. Father, please let his ruptured fingers become normal. May the light come. Father Li Ying from China requests prayer to deliver the second baby well and not to lose her job. Father, please bless her to deliver the second baby well. Please work on her. May the light come. But please make everything work for good. But please lay your hands on all this congregation. From head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can be healthy in spirit and body. But please answer them. Bless them. Please lay your hands on their infirmities. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let them speak well, Father. Terminal cancers, last stage cancers, be healed. Father, please work on them. Please work on them. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let all diseases on their body be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be normal. May the light come. All skin diseases go away. Be cleansed. High blood pressure, diabetes, lower blood pressure, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, please work on them. Let all the enemy, devil, and Satan go away. Mental diseases go away. Father, please make them become normal. May the light come. Please give them power. Father, let them love God first. Give them strength, Father. Father God, thank you. Let their paralyzed body become normal. And let them become normal. Let them become healthy in spirit and body. Bless them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Father, please be with us in the second half of this service. Let all congregation remain seated and receive much grace. And bless all the staff and people. And let them not make mistakes. Please give them grace. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.